Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Base 7-2, and now we discuss the second of the five cases where a person can take a Shavuah midrabbanan and collect, and this is the Nigzal, the victim of some kind of theft. So now, the basic premise of the Mishnah is as follows. If we have witnesses that say, we saw Reuven go into Shimon's house, he came out with a garbage bag full of stuff, we couldn't see what's inside the garbage bag, but definitely he took something, it looks like to us, that's what we saw him go in and take stuff out, but we don't know what. In such a scenario, Shimon will be believed to say, well, I know exactly what he took from my house because it's my stuff. And if Shimon is prepared to swear on what was taken, we'll believe Shimon, given the circumstantial evidence that we saw that Reuven essentially took stuff. And therefore, I will make Reuven pay for what he took based on Shimon's shvu of what it was. By the way, the bartender speaks out, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, that it has to be within reason if the Bezdin thinks that that's not the kind of stuff that Shimon would have in his house, then we wouldn't make Reuven pay. But within what we think is reasonable, we would, with the circumstantial evidence alone, plus the Shavuah from Shimon, we'd make Reuven pay. Okay? And the specific case of our Mishnah is, so to speak, like the least bad kind of breaking in, if you will. What's that? Where Reuven actually started out the story being the victim. Reuven is the lender. He loaned money to Shimon. Shimon hasn't paid him back. Okay? Time's up, he's frustrated, he needs to get paid. You know, Shimon has stuff, but Shimon's not really accommodating. Now, if you recall back to Bava Metzia, there actually are a lot of rules that govern this. First of all, a person is never allowed to go, like, mamash ken, to sort of seize his debtor's property to make himself whole, or at least hold it as collateral until he gets paid back. That has to be done by an agent of the Bezdin. He can't take matters into his own hand. We're not allowing for vigilante justice here. And second of all, even the agent of the Bezdin is forbidden from the Torah to sort of go in, to barge in, to enter the house of the, you know, the debtor who's not paying and see something. Instead, he has to wait outside and the debtor has to bring it out to the agent of the court. Okay? But our scenario is where Reuven loaned money to Shimon, Shimon hasn't paid it back, Reuven's frustrated, and witnesses see Reuven go in to Shimon's house and come out, you know, with stuff stuffed under his trench coat, but they couldn't see exactly what was stuffed under there. They just see stuff stuffed under there. Okay, so that's the scenario here, and the basic thing will play out where we're going to say Shimon, the victim here, because they have witnesses seeing that Reuven went in without permission and did some kind of crime, brought stuff out, so we'll believe Shimon to swear to what it was and make Reuven pay accordingly. That's the gist of the Mishnah. The Mishnah inside says as follows, Hanigdal Ketzad, what's an example of a person being a Nigdal, a victim of theft, whom we would believe to swear and collect. Hayu me'idin oso shenichnas leveso lamashkeno shelo birshus. The witnesses testify, Reuven went into Shimon's house without permission to go and collect, you know, on his loan. That's a no-no to go inside there. Hu omer kelai natalta. He, meaning the borrower, the debtor, says, he took my Kiddush cup. And Vahu Omer, but Reuven responds back, Lo Natalti. Nope, I didn't take a Kiddush cup. He denies it. So then, since we have witnesses that saw that Reuven took something, and we are very suspicious, and Shimon says it was his Kiddush cup and he's prepared to swear in it, Hareze Nishba Venotel. We'll believe Shimon, who clearly is a victim of some kind of bad behavior here, and Shimon, who acted badly, will now be forced to pay back a Kiddush cup or the value of a Kiddush cup. And that's the basic din. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda, like the previous Mishnah, he disagrees and he says there's no allowing a person, there's no stretching of the law so far, even rabbinically, to allow a person to take a Shavuah and collect unless the person, the other side, he would have had to take a Shavuah and not pay. So therefore, again, we need a case in which Reuven's making a partial admission, motor mitzvah, in which case he'd have to take a shvuah, and then we'll say instead of him taking a shvuah and not pay, we'll let Shimon take a shvuah and collect. So the ketzad, how does that look? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shetehei sham mitzvah hoda, we need a partial admission of wrongdoing from Reuven in order to make him be chayav in a shvuah, to then allow Shimon to take the shvuah instead and collect. Ketzad, like how does that look? For example, Amar lo shnei kelim natalta, if, for example, Shimon says, Reuven, you took two of my Kiddush cups. Hu omer, lo natalti ele echad. And Shimon, Reuven responds back to Shimon and says, nope, I just took one Kiddush cup. So since he's admitting he took one wrongly, now Shimon will be able to take a shvuah on the other one and get the full collection on payment of both of them. Halacha would be like the Tanakhama again, and not like Rabbi Yehuda.